There are many dimensions to us, and there are many ways to become more familiar with them or access them, or and of course ultimately live from them, and that's one of the goals maybe of the path. Fundamentally, we are just talking about evolution. For instance, you know, dinosaurs weren't able to fly until a couple of them started to be able to do so through evolution, through expanding their own repertoire of how they maybe sought for food or how they escaped. So there was an evolution that then created the few dinosaurs who did develop flight, and then all birds descend from that. So there just simply was a expanding into something that they were capable of, but didn't know they were capable of. And the same is so for us with our fullness and full range of presence being. So to a certain extent, we're still with here, present, and awakened. And definitely we are still with dimensions. And yet all we are doing is constantly coming back to ourselves. By coming back to ourselves over and over again in myriad ways, in as many situations and circumstances of our life that we recall ourselves to, that we remember to do this, then automatically, in an evolutionary way, more of the breadth and scope and dimensions of you, of who and what you are, will come forward. They do come forward, and they do come forward automatically. And we all experience that in the wide variety of ways that we do. Whether it's the little voice or the little intuition or the sense of direction, it's an inner knowing, it's kindness or patience or follow through, accomplishment. You know, these are common words for qualities that are inside us that can be expanded upon, that want to be expanded upon, because they indicate the fuller range of who and what we are. So this week, let's play with consciousness as a dimension, and maybe explore a little the dimensions of consciousness itself. We'll experiment. We sit well in respect to our physical form. But as you settle in that sitting well, remind yourself that this form is illusory. It is 99.9 space. And even from a physicality point of view, so that's kind of a physics point of view, and even from a physicality, it is mostly liquid. It's kind of like a watermelon, right? Watermelon seems really dense and heavy, but it's mostly liquid. So as we straighten our back, remind yourself that it's mostly space. There's more space in the latticing of the bone than there is bone. And we're talking about healthy bone. Osteoporosis, that's another issue. But the latticing that is at the micro level of the bone, the latticing is more space than it is calcium, magnesium, etc. So we bring our consciousness to these facts, and thus our conscious awareness to common, taken for granted, often not examined factors, in this case, the physical body. We bring consciousness to emotions, even if in the moment the emotion is one of peace or ease, contentment, those kind of emotions. Maybe for you, that's not your collection of emotions of the moment, or there's others mixed in. So just bring your consciousness to them. Don't try to change anything. Just sit in the garden of emotions. And how the ground of emotion is for most of us and for most of the day. Emotions are our ground. They are that from which our choices are made, our decisions, our actions, our words are chosen. What we eat is chosen from them, how we dress ourselves, what we think about ourselves, what we think about any given situation are all predicated upon the ground of emotions. Unless we have developed impartiality, tranquility, to a greater extent. So we just bring our consciousness to that and see if it's true. No judging, just observe. as we settle. Maybe you are experiencing more of the depth and breadth and neutrality of this dimension of consciousness. Emotions. And as we give ourselves, not just on the cushion, there's all kinds of pauses to give ourselves a pause through the day that we can do so that more of the breath and the tranquility within the dimension of emotions, the consciousness of emotions, that can be present, enriched, cultivated. Most often we're like skipping stones on the water, you know, barely touching the surface and reacting, responding superficially. So we cultivate this depth, this tranquility. Now, notice that the dimension of your common mind might be a little changed from how it was when you came to the cushion, came to your seat. And abide, just simply sit, abide. And if we hold ourselves in the openness that we have supported so far in our other dimension, then we might be conscious of that there is mind, common mind, but there is consciousness married with it, together with it. And as the common mind settles and is opened by the emotion settling, then the, like freedom, just like the sky, the openness itself, that's consciousness, common consciousness. We're not in the triad here. We're not doing that yet. Okay, so just sit. Body is at ease. Emotions are content, at peace. So the daily mind, right, the rajasic tendency of mind activity is more tranquil. And so consciousness, common daily awareness consciousness, as it is, instead of chasing something or repelling something, just it as it is. Becomes obvious, distinct, and yet inseparable from everything else, because we had to calm everything else in order to abide and notice, sit and be. So we just sit with that. Start over again if you have to, because I've talked, but it's been important to explain. And so we settle. And take note that even in common consciousness, there is no center or periphery. That consciousness has a gentle lucidity to it. Consciousness is accepting. We breathe, and as we complete all humanity, our shared existence with life receives the blessing of our meditation, because we are one. Before you go, it is very important to take note that we worked and got to know our common equipment and the refinement and possibly sublime experience that you might have had within our time is all within your common equipment. This is very important to acknowledge. That indicates that the range and refinement of our everyday common mind, consciousness, common mind, common emotions and our relationship to physicality have a lot to them to bring forward and to cultivate. So you see, as you enter your day, please, whatever worked for you in this sitting to help you experience some of that refinement and expanded qualities of these common attributes, please check in with them. Do them again through the day. Because we didn't, you know, we weren't doing Bodhi, Bodhi, Triad, stuff like that. We weren't. We were in our common equipment, daily equipment. This is very important. Love you all. Great day.